From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, we bring Willapa Nature Notes. Botanist Kathleen Sais asks, why grow native plants in your yard? These are easy care plants, creating habitat for native birds and small mammals, few of which are pests, and maximizing flowers and foliage with minimum effort. Native insects live on native plants, and other animals eat them and thrive. Let's exclude the Columbia black-tailed deer from this, as they browse anything in the rose family, including your favorite blackberries, tea roses, and cherry trees. Focus on insects, native slugs, snails, garter snakes, frogs, voles, a raft of pollinators, and many bird species. Landscaped of introduced species can be food or housing for native insects. This includes butterflies, bumblebees, dragonflies, and many other species. Butterflies might sip nectar from a sage or daisy in your garden, but they won't lay eggs unless their host plant is also there. Native slugs, like the Pacific banana slug, eat decaying vegetation and fungi. They leave flowers alone. Introduced slugs, like the chocolate slug, are voracious munchers of flowering plants, and garter snakes eat them. Encourage snakes, and your slug and snail pests may decrease. Improving your yard for birds means they'll be around to eat insects. Just one nest of chestnut-backed chickadees will eat thousands of insect grubs before they fledge. Check the Friends website for books on native plants, food web relations, and gardening to improve local ecology. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next week, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.